Welcome back to Hey, Check This Out. I'm Jim Maneri. It's Labor Day, so of course we're going to have to play the following. Here's the Cannonball Adderley Quintet with the work song. Hey, check this out.
Thank you. the rain or shine. She's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie, the riveter, keeps a sharp lookout for sabotage. Sitting up there on the fuselage, that little frail can do more than a male can do. Rosie, the riveter. Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie, the riveter.
The Vagabonds with the original recording of the song Rosie the Riveter, played especially for you today on this Labor Day. Before that, appropriately, we heard The Work Song from the Cannonball Adderley Quintet with his brother Nat on the trumpet and Joe Zawinul, a very young Joe Zawinul on keyboards from 1960 or 61. I'm Jim Maneri. You're listening to Hey, Check This Out on our Labor Day special. And now it's time for another version of that same song, Rosie the Riveter. There were countless versions during World War II. It's a very short song, so I'm going to check out some very different versions. Here's an all harmonica version of it, and then we'll follow that up with the big hit. Here's a couple more versions of Rosie the Riveter on Hey, Check This Out.
Rosie's got a boyfriend, Charlie. Charlie, he's a Marine.
Rosie is protecting
Charlie, working overtime on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie, the riveter. Rosie, Rosie the riveter. She works hard all day, working for the USA. Hip, hip, hooray, hooray. Rosie buys a lot of war bonds.
That gal really has sense. Wishes she could purchase more bonds, putting all her cash into the national defense. Wham! Senator Jones, who is in the know, shouted these words right on the radio. Berlin will hear about, Moscow will cheer about, Rosie the Riveter.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory, Rosie. The Riveter keeps a sharp lookout for 7 times. Sitting up there on the fuselage, that little frail can do more than a male can do, Rosie. The Riveter.
Rose got a boyfriend, Charlie.
Charlie, he's a Marine. Rosie is protecting Charlie,
working overtime
on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie, the Riveter.
Overtime
on the riveting machine. When they gave her a production knee, she was as proud as a girl could be. There's something true about red, white, and blue about Rosie, the Riveter.
A couple of versions of the famous song Rosie the Riveter, celebrating that working woman that took the men's places in the factories during World War II. We heard the Red Evans version just there, which was the big hit from that. And then before that, we heard an all harmonica version of it from a group called The Smoothies. My name's Jim Maneri. This is Hey, Check This Out. You know, I think you should check out the world record holder for most edits in a vocal track. There's a guy named BT, Brian Transo. And when he was 19 years old, we're talking like 25 years ago or 20 years ago, he put out his first record and thus invented the EDM style of trance. EDM stands for electronic dance music that encompasses house music and hard style. And EDM everywhere in the Western world that's not the United States is by far the dominant style of music. BT came out with an album in 2008 called Emotional Technology that really pushed the boundaries of what people thought was possible with electronic dance music, including this top 40 hit called Simply Being Loved, The Somnambulist. Basically, everything that's not drums has been computer manipulated from the vocal track. I don't think the vocalist sang more than one or two passes, but it's 6,178 edits later, the song was done, thus getting it not only a Grammy, but a Guinness Book of World Records. If you got headphones, put them on. This is a trip. And amazingly, unlike most electronic-based music, it sounds fresh 12 years later. Here's BT with Somnambulist. Check this out.
Thank you.
Somnambulist, Simply Being Loved, the world record holder for most edits in a vocal track, over 6,000 edits. Now that you've heard it, you can understand why. A lot of those edits are like a microsecond long to create those long stuttering strings of, I don't know what that is, but BT, Brian Transo, invented it. Since coming out with that album, BT took a long hiatus from this style of music and did a lot of music in the style of, say, Stockhausen or Xenakis or like 20th century electronic music composers. More soundscape kind of sounding things. BT did just release another album a few weeks ago of EDM music, but we're not going to listen to that. Let's listen to this thing from 2008 just to give you a direct idea about his style. You're going to hear a lot of stuff that sounds like record scratching or rapping and all sorts of stuff in here, but know that none of it is anything except Brian sitting at his computer. It's all computer manipulated sound, and boy, is it groove. Here's Mad Skills, BT, from 2007. Still sounding fresh. Check this out.
Yeah. Sounds of source and information. Peace and humanity.
BT Brian Transo from 2007 and still sounding quite fresh with Mad Skills, and everything there was done on a computer. No scratching, barely any singing, and all of those tracks derived from very little recorded material. My name is Jim Maneri. The name of the show is Hey, Check This Out. It's our Labor Day special. And we're going to close out this half hour with some music from perhaps the best of all the quote-unquote all-girl big bands that were common during World War II when the men were away fighting at war. Almost all of the bands had the word girl in the name of their band, except for this one. And this was an all-black band, which broke many barriers. Here's the International Sweethearts of Rhythm with several unknown title songs from 1942. Check this out. That's the International Sweethearts of Rhythm you're hearing there. An all-women big band from the World War II era. I'm Jim Maneri. The name of the show is Hey, Check This Out. And I'll be back in 1 minute with another half hour of music that you really should check out. Welcome back to Hey, Check This Out. I'm Jim Maneri. And this half hour, we're going to check out the music of Jacob Collier. You may know a musician who is going bonkers these last few years over somebody named Jacob Collier. I'll talk about why they're going bonkers after I play one cut, because you can't really describe this kind of music to anyone. All I'll say is everything that you hear was done by one guy, and he's 17. Here's Jacob Collier. Check this out.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, baby. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. Say a star of life's a drag, and that you must go other places. Just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, baby. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it. And you get off your trip. Don't you worry about a thing.
Thank you. Here we are, all us together, it's you and I. God has made us fall in love, it's true. I've really found someone like you. Will it stay, the love you feel for me? Will it say that you will be by my side to see me through until conquer the world in love, you and I.
Yeah, that's one guy, and he's very young. I think when he made this recording, he was in his late teens. Jacob Collier. He's from Britain. He's a singer. He's been recording music in his bedroom since he was in his early teens, perhaps earlier than that. And by the time he was 17 and came out with the music that you just heard, people like Quincy Jones heard him and knew that he was already the greatest jazz arranger of all time. It's not too much debate about it. How many voices are going on there? It could be up to 20 some of his cuts. Jacob Collier's music was originally written for to be presented on YouTube. That's how he envisioned his art. And as soon as he came out with a few of these cuts on YouTube, he asked his YouTube subscribers to send him videos of them singing. He didn't care what it was. He called it I Harm You. And then when he was on vacation in the backseat of a car, he sang accompaniments for what they were doing. It doesn't sound extraordinary. Wait till you hear it. Here's Jacob Collier doing a few cuts of I Harm You. Check this out.
Hi, my name is Bolden. I see trees all green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world, what a wonderful world. Thank you, Jacob. Hi, my name is Bolden.
My name is Jacob.
I see trees all green.
Hi, it's Chinese love song.
错失的是何地，分开我俩的距离，把秘密埋在墙壁，永远没有结局。
Hi, it's Chinese love song.
错失的是何地，分开我俩的距离，把秘密埋在墙壁，永远没有结局。
That's Jacob Collier with his YouTube social media project, I Harm You, where he harmonizes and makes music over top of cell phone recordings that people send him. My name is Jim Maneri. This is Hey, Check This Out. I mean, really, check that out. Jacob Collier sitting in the back seat of his parents' car on family vacation in the summer a couple of years ago. That's when he did the I Harm You project. All this stuff is on YouTube, so when you see him inventing this crazy, great music, he's on the beach with his sister or like in the backseat of his parents' car. It's crazy. As a relatively young artist in his late teens, early 20s, he's 26 now, Jacob Collier spent a lot of time doing cover songs. Lately, he's been doing more of his own compositions. But early on, this particular cut made a huge splash with jazz bows. Here's Meet the Flintstones, Jacob Collier style. Check this out.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're a modern Stone Age family.
Stone Age family.
From the town of Bedrock, they're a piece right out of history. Let's ride with the family down the street, through the courtesy of Flintstone feet. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba dabba dabba time. Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're a modern Stone Age family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a piece right out of history. Let's ride with the family down the street, through the courtesy of friends to feed. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba yabba doo doo, have a yabba doo doo. We're gonna have a gay old time.
Wow, 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 wow.
Jacob Collier demonstrating their reharmonization, the taking of a song and putting new chords to it. Jacob's ideas about harmony are so fresh, they are groundbreaking to the point where music theory professors have had to invent new language and new types of talking about the harmonies that he's invented. And that's just one of the many reasons that musicians listen to him and tear their hair out and then compare him to Mozart. And meanwhile, Jacob is just winning a Grammy a year, pretty much. And speaking of Grammys, here's something that Jacob did win a Grammy for. It's from two or three Christmases ago. It's the famous old song, In the Bleak Midwinter. And this particular cut made musicians and music theory people go absolutely bonkers, because near the end of the song, Jacob changes keys. And he changes to a key that is doesn't exist on a piano. It's halfway between two of the keys on a piano. And it's quite likely that Jacob is the only person alive who could sing in such a key and then overdub with himself time and time again. It's extraordinary. In the last measure, the last couple of notes of the song, he slowly comes back down to a normal key on the piano. And if you're a musician, he modulates to G half sharp major, and then towards the end of the song comes back down to G major. It's extraordinary. Here's In the Bleak Midwinter, arrangements and Grammy Award by, at the time, 22-year-old Jacob Collier. Check this out.
Fall down before the
Well, you're hearing the beginning of Jacob Collier's version of Close to You, the old Carpenters tune, but we don't have time to hear it, so you're just going to have to go to YouTube for yourself and look up Jacob Collier and just kind of freak out with the rest of us. My name is Jim Maneri. I'm glad you've been with me to check this out. And I hope this afternoon's Labor Day festivities are satisfying.